News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. A snowy Monday morning, about 2 inches on the ground, and a winter weather advisory runs through 7 o'clock for Marathon County and areas north. Friday was a remarkable day in Wisconsin politics. Longtime State Senator Mike Ellis announced that he will not seek re-election, and Congressman Tom Petri is retiring. News on his announcement from reporter Bob Haig.
The veteran Republican congressman will make the announcement today during a town hall meeting in his district, according to his office. Petri, seen as a moderate in a Republican Party increasingly moving to the right, was already facing a primary challenge from conservative GOP State Senator Glenn Grothman. News Petri won't seek re-election led Republican State Representative Dewey Strobel to enter the race over the weekend, and GOP Senator Joe Lybum says he's also considering getting into the race in the Republican-leaning 6th District. Petri was first elected to Congress in a 1979 special election and has been re-elected ever since, often running with no Democratic opposition. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican State Senator Mike Ellis announced on Friday morning that he will not seek re-election. That's 2 days after a secretly recorded video was posted online. Ellis was talking about setting up a super PAC to run attack ads against his Democratic opponent, State Representative Penny Bernard Schauber of Appleton. That would have been illegal under state law. The Lawrence University professor Arnold Schauber, who follows the race, says Republicans now are scrambling to come up with a candidate.
Republicans will have to look and think carefully about who they might want to push to get going this weekend if they want to retain that seat for the Republican Party.
Roger Roth of Grand Chute and State Representative Steve Wickard of Appleton have been mentioned as possible candidates. About 3,000 Wisconsin Public Service customers were without electricity on Wausau's west side Sunday night. The problem was a blown transformer. Power was back on for most around 11 p.m. WPS also said overnight they had some widely scattered outages in Antigo that impacted about 20 homes. It was 80 degrees in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Feels spring-like there. And a group of veterans from our area are making the trip to the nation's capital. This is the 15th Never Forgotten Honor Flight.
To date, we have taken 1,314 veterans. On Monday, we have 85 veterans from World War II, Korea, and the Vietnam vet.
Honor Flight co-founder Jim Campbell says they gathered for a pre-takeoff dinner in Wausau last night. They're scheduled to fly out at 6 o'clock this morning and will be back late this evening. If you'd like to welcome these vets home, gather at the airport terminal around 8 o'clock. They should be wheels down around 10. Wausau's City Council gave $650,000 worth of incentive money to a new company that will move to the city's industrial park. And many council members are now complaining they didn't know that a direct competitor is also planning to expand there without such gift money. The new company is Ordered Motion Systems, and the Wausau Daily Herald reports the city funding will be used to move a construction crane to the area to help expand the Fiskars building and to build a parking structure. The funding request came to the city council on 24 hours' notice and without information about the new company. Another company, Jarp Industries of Schofield, is also planning to expand in the industrial park, and they've complained to the mayor and some city council members that they make similar products and are not getting the same gifts that their competitor is receiving. Deadly shootings at two Jewish facilities in Kansas are reportedly linked to the Ku Klux Klan. Multiple media reports say the man in custody is 73-year-old Frazier Cross, Jr. The Southern Poverty Law Center says Cross is a former Grand Dragon of the Carolina Knights chapter of the KKK. A Utah woman's accused of killing and stashing 7 dead infants in her former home. Police found the decomposing bodies of the babies stuffed in separate cardboard boxes. The current owners of that house called police Saturday after they made the discovery. Yeah, no one particularly likes the forecast today. Let's get our Newsline 9 weather update with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Monday, the snow ending early on, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy and cold, a high of 35, a northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Quite chilly for tonight, a low all the way down to 16. For your Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 36. More clouds rolling in again on Wednesday, some light rain and snow developing, a high of 42. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We start in the 20s around central Wisconsin this morning, and we still have some light snow falling outside our broadcast center in downtown Wausau. Hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.